welcome, my dear, and Merry Christmas. A tall, silver-haired lady, Rigelia Shingleston remained a strikingly handsome woman, enjoying a radiance in old age that hinted of the stunning beauty that graced the dewy bloom of her youth and proved the downfall of many a suitor. You must be Eleanor. This is quite a pleasure, to be sure. She came to the foot of the stair and bestowed a kiss on her great-niece's cheek. I am your great-aunt Rigelia, though I very much doubt you've heard of me, as I have been out of the country for a number of years and considered a bit of a crackpot by most of our relations. After my husband, your great-uncle Cyrus, died, it seemed only fitting to return to this old house where I was born. Eleanor wrinkled her features at this odd woman, unaccustomed to grown-ups speaking to her in so familiar a fashion.
Rigelia? That's a funny name.
It is unusual, I grant you, yet I'm rather fond of it. My father was an astronomer of sorts, and christened me after his favorite star, which the Arabians of long ago named Rigel. One could do rather worse, I think, than carry the name of a thing that dwells in the heavens. Come, let Miss Porter take your things and show you to your room, where you may rest a bit before supper.
I'm not tired in the least. I should like a tour of this place.
Tomorrow we shall take a turn about the house and grounds, but for now you will rest in your room. I've some matters to attend to before dinner, at which time we shall become properly acquainted. Her manner, though anything but harsh, yet possessed a firmness that would brook no dissent. Eleanor was puzzled, accustomed to getting her own way, if necessary, by most unpleasant means. Yet here, someone took charge of her effortlessly, without even losing temper and making a scene. If this were to be the way the entire holiday played out, she wasn't going to have any fun at all. Miss Porter took Eleanor to her room, where she sulked until dinner.